This is JIS News. Coming up, discussions underway to address shortage of nurses in some Caribbean territories. Prime Minister hails Najaso for outstanding work and youth urged to develop apps to help solve agricultural problems. Details after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Discussions are underway to facilitate the seamless movement of nurses throughout the Caribbean in order to address needs in various areas. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says while there's an overall shortage of nurses throughout the region, particularly in specialist areas, there's an oversupply in some territories and in some categories. He says based on these factors, the discussions are aimed at addressing the imbalances which challenge the delivery of quality health care in each territory.
Open discussions aim at tapping into this pool of available nursing resources and have a situation where there can be a seamless movement of the talents in such a way that it will fulfill identified needs and address the imbalance in a harmonious way.
Minister Ferguson says more on this development will be announced at a later date. He was addressing the opening ceremony of the 41st Annual General Meeting of the Regional Nursing Body at Regional Headquarters, Kingston, Tuesday. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has hailed the National Association of Jamaica and supportive organizations NAJASO for the outstanding work it continues to do on behalf of Jamaica. Mrs. Simpson Miller says she's particularly pleased with the association's efforts to channel the much needed humanitarian assistance and the promotion of trade and business opportunities that have benefited the country. The Prime Minister's commendation came in a message read by President of NAJASO, Rick Nugent, at the Association's 37th Annual Awards Banquet held recently in Maryland, USA. Mrs. Simpson Miller pointed out that despite the challenges, NAJASO still shows that it has the interest, energy, and conviction to continue the mission by helping to make a difference in the sustained progress of Jamaica and its people. NAJASO is a non-profit umbrella association of Jamaica and supportive organizations throughout the U.S. and internationally. The organization, officially incorporated in 1977, is the brainchild of Senator Alfred Rattray Esquire, Jamaica's fourth ambassador to the United States. Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer is appealing to churches to help increase the level of contributions to the National Insurance Scheme, NIS. Mr. Kellyer says church leaders must encourage members who are self-employed and small business owners to start making regular contributions to the National Insurance Scheme to better enable the fund to fulfill its mandate.
Lend your voice as well, as we encourage Jamaicans to prepare seriously for their future. I plead for your support in our efforts to get employers to remit National Insurance Scheme contribution and other statutory deductions for workers. Use your platform, if you will, to call on self-employed persons inside and outside your own assembly to make contributions to the National Insurance Scheme.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at the 55th Annual Conference of Jamaica District of the Association of Methodist Men's Fellowship in Montego Bay earlier this week. And Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson is challenging the country's youth to use their skills and imagination to develop applications or apps that will solve the country's agricultural problems. These problems relate to food security, predial larceny, linking bars to suppliers, drought and addressing the high food import bill.
We spend about $4 billion on food imports in the region. Certainly in Jamaica, it's at least $1 billion of that four. And for a country that has challenges in our earning of foreign exchange, it's important that we find ways to reduce that importation bill and to improve our own production locally. And we believe technology can find solutions to those problems.
Mr. Robinson was addressing Tuesday's opening of a two-day stakeholders planning meeting of the AgriHack Talents Program in Kingston. AgriHack is a regional initiative being spearheaded by the Technical Center for Agricultural and Rural Cooperation. It's aimed at supporting youth innovations in information communication technology, ICT, and agricultural entrepreneurship. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.